Welcome to the Intentional Parenting Podcast. My name is France Taillard. I am a mom and parenting coach. I coach moms how to consciously parent their child and re-parent themselves using human design and other tools. Each week, I bring you a message to guide you on this journey we call parenting. Why? Because it is one of my biggest skills and talents in life as a 3-5 splenic projector is to be a problem solver. I experience many different things and situations, and I use that experience to guide you to find creative solutions to your challenges. My goal is to guide you to experience a deep, authentic connection with yourself and your child. Thank you for spending some time with me today. Hello, hello, and welcome to today's episode. I'm so excited to have you here. I have a very interesting topic to talk to you about. So this is something that so many parents come see me for, okay? So what I want you to take away from this episode is what we're going to be talking today really is how to have more energy as moms, right? To be with our kids. The takeaway that I want you to keep today is that yes, you may be sleep deprived, and trust me, I get it, but caffeine is not always the answer. Okay, so my experience, and I relied on caffeine boost for a long time, so I get it. Okay, and this is not an episode to trash caffeine, but I want to share with you what I found that actually worked at giving me more energy. Okay. So in the world of human design, I'm what we call a non-energy type. So I'm a projector. So many, many projector parents, moms come to me and ask me, how do I have more energy to play with my kids, right? And I can tell you that the answer is not the artificial caffeine boost, though at times it is necessary and it helps. But, like I said, I've gone down that path and it didn't really work for me. It just shot my adrenals and I would just get like the high, but then I would get the crash and the crash was worse. And then, you need more caffeine and all that. So what I want to share with you is a more holistic approach to getting more energy to be with your kids and to do the things you desire to do. Okay. So like I said, the answer is not the caffeine and it's not to suppress our children's energy. Okay. In my opinion, the best way to create the long-term sustainable energy is to look at our energy leaks. So let's go back to human design, like I opened up this episode with. In human design, for every type, for every strategy, for every authority, for every center, for all of it, there's such a thing as like alignment and misalignment, right? So that is a great place to start. When I started looking at that a number of years ago, and I started looking at all the ways within my own unique design that I was out of alignment, and I took action to bring myself back into alignment as much as possible. Again, it wasn't perfect here, and it's definitely a process, right? When we look at human design, they say that it's a 7-year experiment, right? So don't try to get it perfect from day one, okay? The more that you can implement things, the more that you can see where you're out of alignment, the more you can take the actions to bring yourself back into alignment, the bigger of a difference you'll see in your life. Okay. So that's the first place that I started really. And for me, it was like one of the big things was like, stop doing things that aren't necessary for me to do. As a non-energy type, as a projector, I'm not here to be doing all the things. So I was like, what are the things that I love to do? What are the things that I don't love to do? Can I hire someone to do it? Or can I get help from my partner to do it or from my daughter or something, right? Or can I just stop doing it altogether? And for me, it was like getting groceries delivered, getting my groceries delivered straight to my door, getting my market order delivered straight to my door, getting a cleaner, looking at the local bakeries and small like grocery stores and things and seeing what they had that was pre-made that I could just put in the oven or something or just heat up and eat instead of me spending so much time in the kitchen, right? So I looked at doing things like that. Even today, so this is something that I've shifted a long time ago, but I do bulk errands. So I'm not going, I say in and out of town, even though I live in town, but to me, leaving the house is going to town, right? And my partner laughs at me all the time, but I don't go do errands every single day, right? I used to do that, do one a day, but it's so time consuming and energy consuming, right? So I do bulk errands, typically one day a week or one day every 2 weeks, whenever I need to. I have, 3 to 10 things to do, and I just go boom, boom, boom. They're all within the same area anyways, and I get them done, and then I come back home, right? So it's like little things you can shift to preserve your energy and to work with your energy, right? Another thing that I've done recently is to sync with my 28-day cycle, but that's something for another episode. And then the next thing that I was doing that I really started doing was learning to trust my authority. So again, inside the world of human design, authority is how we are meant to make decisions. Okay. And I'm a splenic authority. So I make decisions with my splenic intuition. Okay. It's like this inner knowing that we have. And for me, I ignored it a lot. And what I realized is that it was causing me to do things that didn't energize me. So the less that I listened to my authority, to my inner knowing, right, the more I was doing things that were out of alignment for me. And it really gave me permission to stop forcing myself to do things simply to please someone, right? Like if I told my partner, the day before that I was going to be at his house at 5 p.m., but at like 3 o'clock, I just had this like deep desire to go for a hike at the specific spot, I'd be like, sometimes I'd ignore it, but then I stopped ignoring it and I would just do it and it would shift everything. Like the whole evening would be better. Even though I showed up maybe 30 minutes late or an hour late, the whole time we spent together was better, right? So when we bypass our own desires and again, with parenting, there's, certain things we have to do as parents that we may not also love doing. And I get that. But when it comes to the majority of our life, when we bypass our own inner knowing, when we do things and we force ourselves to do things because we think it's going to please the other person, but really we don't want to do it, it's actually a lose-lose interaction for everyone involved. Okay. So how can you learn about your authority and start to listen to it and start to trust it and to do the things that it, tells you to do? And you'll see that you'll have more energy and you'll be wasting less energy doing things you really, really don't want to do, right? And if you want to learn more about it, I have a free resource. It's an app, and I share with you all about each authority type. So you can check in the show notes and I'll make sure to put that there, okay? The other thing that I did was really looking at my negative energetic cords. So I committed to doing a meditation, a cord healing meditation, for probably about 2 months. And I did it, I would say, 3 to 5 times a week, but like more on the 5 times. And it was a little bit time consuming. It was like 20 minutes. But every time I did it, I felt so much better. And I saw a drastic shift in my energy when I was doing that. What I learned about these energetic cords is, like, let's say you do it with your child, it's not going to make you less connected with your child or with your partner. It's not going to make you less connected with them. What it really does is that it releases the things you weren't able to let go of, like the negative interactions that you've had that you weren't able to let go of. So there's more room for the love, for the connection, for the compassion, for the fun stuff, right? For the good stuff. So there's different ways that you can do this. I'll put in the show notes the cord meditation that I used to begin with. And now I do it in a little bit different way, but I'm not going to explain this to you. I do guide my clients through this, but I'm not going to explain it to you on this episode. If you're curious, though, you can send me a DM on Instagram. But really look how you can do that. And what it does is, like, we literally have cords with everyone we come in contact with, right? Some of them are positive, some of them are negatives. We don't want to look necessarily at the positive cords, but we want to release the negative cords. What it does is it frees us, but it also frees the other person. So you just have more love, more peace, more beautiful interactions with everyone, right? It's a really beautiful thing to do. So looking at those three things that I've done, what can you commit to doing yourself? Or is there anything else that you can look at that is more like, you know, not fixing, not just putting a band-aid on the situation, but actually going deeper? Okay. So what happens when we stop to, you know, rely on artificial energy boosts like caffeine is that we can start to heal, right? And for me, like when I made this decision, I had the flexibility in my life to do this, but I made this decision to stop using all caffeine, all artificial, anything to give me energy. And I was like, if I'm tired, I'm just going to nap. I'm going to make sure that I sleep well at night, that I go to bed at a decent hour. And there's only so much I can control when we have children. I get that. Okay. And if I am tired, I'm going to try to nap and not reach for the coffee right away. Right. I get that not everybody can do that, but can you do it maybe on the weekend? Right. On the weekend when you're tired, instead of reaching for the coffee, can you go for a nap? And, you know, you might need to rely on TV and your child to watch a movie or something while you nap, but that's okay because you're going to be so much more present with them afterwards, right? Versus if you try to push through your tired energy, like I personally can't push through. I can't. Okay. And so that was my original commitment. But now I'm finding after doing all these things, aligning more, listening to my inner knowing, and releasing all these negative energetic cords that were tying me down, that were tying down my energy, and other things that I've done, is that I find that I need those naps less and less. And if I do, it's not like a 2-hour nap, it's like a 5-minute nap, and it does the world of a difference, right? And now, like, I go entire weeks without napping, and it blows my mind because I used to have to nap like every single day, right? Like, when I was doing caffeine, like, I would have like 3 to 4 a day, like, because I would go on the high and then on the crash, right? So if you're ready, and I encourage you to look at those things. And if you're not ready to let go of whatever you're using for your energy, then you can still hold on to that, but still do the other things and see how you can tap into healing and see how it starts to shift things for you. Maybe you go down from, you know, 2 cups of coffee a day to 1, right? But know that when it comes to energy, having that coffee is like putting a tape over or covering up the check engine light, right? If you desire that long-lasting change, I encourage you to go deeper. And that's what I do with my clients. And this is a huge part of inner child healing, even human design, looking at what's in alignment, what is not, right? It's a huge, huge part of the work that I do with my clients. So if you desire to go deeper and if you desire to be guided through this process, find me on Instagram and let's connect. I also want to hear from you. What resonated with you in this episode? And what would you like to know more of? Come find me on Instagram and let me know. And share this episode so other moms can find this as well. Thank you so much for listening today. If you desire guidance from me every week, make sure to subscribe to this podcast and also follow me on Instagram or TikTok. I want to leave you with this quote. Great parenting happens when you start controlling yourself and stop controlling your child. Parenting is more about reparenting yourself as it is about parenting your child. This is a process. This is a journey, and I am here to guide you one connection at a time.